We talk cross country. Scott City Cross Country had a good outing at Tribune Greeley County this past Saturday. They'll head down to Hugoton for their meet coming up here this Saturday morning, and running in a lot cooler weather here over the last few days. We got sophomore Jaden O'Brien joining us here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you've had two meets of varsity this year, and you've had some pretty good showings. How did you feel like you ran at Tribune on Saturday?
I feel pretty good.
All right. And you, of course, had some pretty big improvements. What's been probably the biggest thing that that's helped you improve throughout the year?
Just getting in the right mindset and, like, getting my breathing under control and keeping everything.
All right. And how about that? You won a meet title by a tiebreaker. That was kind of exciting, huh?
Yes, it was.
Did that maybe, I mean, I know it's important to finish as best you can, but did it make you realize how you guys place 2, 3, 4, 5 runners, how important that is?
It's pretty important.
That it is. What's been your favorite course to run, whether it was last year or this year?
Probably Rimrock.
All right. Yeah, you're going to be headed there next week, right?
Yes.
What makes that course maybe different from some of the others?
It's like, it's farther away, and we're not used to, like, that type of environment, so it's pretty fun.
But you got to deal with humidity, though, right?
Yeah, but it's still fun.
Oh, I know it. It is. It's fun. And Saturday, you get to go to Hugoton to run there. And are you looking forward to the most there at Hugoton?
Not losing my shoe.
Did you lose your shoe Saturday?
Last year.
Oh, last year. Okay, but you found it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, double knot, triple knot, whatever you got to do, right?
Yes.
All right, but what would you like to see time-wise as you move throughout this season?
Just to PR and just get better.
All right, like that. Once again, it is Jaden O'Brien joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Once again, Jaden O'Brien, and we're going to have Isaac Day, right?
Yes.
All right. Welcome to the show. First time and for you. How are you doing this evening?
Very tired.
Very tired. That rough a practice today?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty hard practice.
Well, that's good. You've, of course, made the transition to the 3.1 miles there, and you've had two meets in. And how has that been for you?
It's definitely different from the 2 mile, but I think my endurance has definitely got better since last year, and I feel pretty good coming into high school running a 5K.
First time you ran a 5K, did you realize that maybe you need to pace yourself a little better?
Yes. I ran my first 2 miles pretty fast, and my last meet was kind of slow, so yeah, I've been working on that.
All right, but were you happy with your time at Tribune on Saturday?
Yes, I was pretty happy. I PR'd by around 20 seconds. My foot was hurting, but I pushed through it, and I got a pretty good time.
What are some things you think about when you're running a 5K?
A lot of random stuff, but keep breathing good, keep a good pace, and yeah.
I would always wonder, like, I would try to do, like, a countdown. Okay, I've got this. I've got so much to go. All right, I'm on the downhill slope. Do you ever do some of that?
Yeah, a lot of that.
All right. So what's a time you'd like to see your goal that you have throughout this season?
I'm not sure, but probably somewhere around 19 or breaking 19 minutes.
All right. Well, you're off to a good start there, and congratulations on a good start to your season and your career, and good luck to you coming up here Saturday at Hugoton.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, freshman Isaac Day joining us here, and we're going to get Coach Joey Meyer on the headset here. So we reflect a little bit about the Greeley County meet there at Tribune this past Saturday. Well, that was kind of a last-minute deal for you guys, and it looked like probably same with Garden City. They decided they didn't – I think they were going to go to Heston as well, and so you guys both came to Tribune.
So they messed up. They ended up going to Tribune, but they didn't know the time change. They showed up 3 hours late.
Oh, no.
So they had to practice in Heston, and they jumped into the Tribune meet for Saturday. So we at least knew, and we switched it up. They drove all the way over there and still had to find a different meet.
Oh, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was exciting for your team there. A first and second place finish there. And, you know, we mentioned with Jaden there, it was a tiebreaker, and you guys win. And it just shows how important those 2, 3, 4, 5 runners are.
Yeah, it was crazy. I saw the tie was 44, but they only put five in their varsity. Mm-hmm. They let everyone else play run JV, so we both only had five runners.
Okay.
So I guess the tiebreaker after that, it's your top four. And our top four beat their top four by 3 points. So
wow.
It was very exciting. And Garden's girls went to state last year mm-hmm. and got eighth place. They only lost three runners. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a pretty good team. And our team went and competed and shocked them.
Yeah, I mean, that just shows. And then you had a meet champion in Bill Trout there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's she's already got a lot of confidence and has proved a lot, but that's got to give her an extra boost.
Oh, yeah. That was her first victory in high school. She got a lot of victories in middle school, mm-hmm. but that was her first high school one, and she led the whole way. A Garden girl was right behind her, and she pushed the pace, and the Garden girl couldn't keep up. She wore her down and ended up beating her by about 40 seconds, which is pretty good because I think she was ranked about 10 seconds faster than her with her PR. But Belle ran a really smart race, and she is very confident this year, and I love seeing that.
You know, the boys, they finished second, but I think you had to like kind of where they were placing-wise. You know, it's you guys see Lakin again for a second straight meet and probably will again on Saturday, but and it's good to see them and compete against some good teams there. But, you know, finishing second there behind a pretty good Garden City team, a deep 6A program.
Yeah, that Garden team was really good for the boys' side. Lakin's been pushing us. They've been mm-hmm. 3 or 4 points off of us the last two meets, and their top two runners are just amazing. They're low 17s breaking the 16s, so that's hard to compete with when they're always going to be in the top four. So that's low point scores for them every time. And then mm-hmm. our rest just have to outdo the final three for Lakin. But Ivan ran a really smart race. Mm-hmm. He felt really confident, and his confidence is rising. He really thinks he can push to get in the 16s this year, and his big thing is he knows he can, but it's his confidence. And I've seen that on a lot of my boys' side, is their confidence is rising, that they know they can get better times, and they're practicing really hard to do that.
You gotta love the fact as well, you're already two meets in, and hopefully not jinxing you guys, but every one of your varsity times were sub 20 minute.
Yeah, our freshman Isaac Day is just right there. Our other Isaac Bain, our other freshman. So we have two freshman Isaacs. It's a little confusing, but he broke 20 on Saturday, and he was in our fifth spot with Spencer, and Spencer was starting to hurt, and mm-hmm. we started yelling to Isaac, "You're our fifth one, you got to go." And he listened to us, and he passed a few people at the end for us.
Well, that was big there, and now you guys kind of focus here. You get cooler weather focus in this week, which probably helps the attention span a little bit mm-hmm. more. But Saturday, it's Hugoton, and you're going to see some very familiar customers down there.
Yeah, that Liberal team's going to be really good. They have a few D1 mm-hmm. commits, so they're going to push Holcomb pretty well. And I want to see if we've made a next step on Holcomb. They've got us so far, and we've practiced really hard this week, and we're going in pretty confident. Monday and today, we had some really good workouts, and no one complained and worked really hard to get their PRs for Saturday, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, you feel like that the hills are kind of starting to make a little bit of a difference now.
Yeah, they're working on the hills, and today we did a pacing practice where they gave me their goal time for the season, and they had to do 3 miles at that pace, and all of them did amazing, and I was super excited to see what they can do today.
All right, but that's got to be pretty exciting. You'll be three meets in already, and it just feels like after about the 15th of September, the season goes into second and third gear.
Yeah, it goes quick, and you can already feel it when fall hits. The practices are a little cooler, and we can go a little harder, then not have to worry about injuries and kids getting overheated.
All right. Once again, Coach Joey Meyer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always, Coach, here, and good luck to you guys down at Hugoton on Saturday.
Thank you.